Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Blackstone Mortgage Trust, or BXMT, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this player, let me give you the quick rundown. Blackstone Mortgage Trust is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, operating in the financial sector, specifically within the mortgage industry. They focus on originating and acquiring senior loans collateralized by commercial real estate, essentially acting as a lender in the property market. With a solid market cap and a presence in the U.S., they're backed by the powerhouse Blackstone Group, which gives them a unique edge. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, where it might stumble, and what could propel it forward or hold it back. So let's break it down for all you long-term investors out there looking to build wealth with smart plays. First, let's touch on some recent vibes around Blackstone Mortgage Trust. News snippets indicate they've been navigating a tricky landscape with interest rate fluctuations impacting the real estate lending space. There's chatter about their portfolio management strategies, with some positive nods to their ability to handle credit risks, but also concerns about exposure to certain property segments that might be under pressure. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results over the past year. Some decent gains in shorter windows like the last month, but longer-term trends over 5 years suggest they've lagged behind broader sector growth. This sets the stage for our deeper dive into their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So stick with me as we unpack whether this REIT is a diamond in the rough or a risky bet. Now let's roll into the core of our analysis with the SWOT framework, starting with what Blackstone Mortgage Trust is doing right. Strengths. Let's kick off with their financial backbone. Looking at their income statements, revenue has been holding steady, with consistent gross profit figures over recent years. This tells me they've got a reliable income stream from their loan originations, which is crucial for a REIT focused on long-term stability, exactly what you, as a long-term investor, want to see. Another big plus is their affiliation with Blackstone, a titan in the investment world. This gives them access to top-tier expertise and deal flow in the commercial real estate space, positioning them well to cherry-pick high-quality loans. It's like having a VIP pass in a crowded market. Diving into key metrics, their dividend yield stands out as attractive. For those of you hunting for income plays, this could be a nice addition to your portfolio, providing steady cash flow while you wait for capital appreciation. From the latest earnings call for Q3 2025, management highlighted strong liquidity and credit improvement in their portfolio. They're actively managing risks, which is a green flag in an environment where defaults can sneak up on lenders. It shows they're not just sitting on their hands, but are proactive about protecting shareholder value. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on recent balance sheet data. Carrying a heavy debt load in a rising rate environment can squeeze margins and limit flexibility, something you need to keep an eye on if you're in for the long haul. Performance metrics over the past 5 years show they've underperformed compared to the broader sector. While short-term pops are nice, this longer trend raises questions about their ability to keep pace with industry growth. Are they missing out on hotter segments of real estate lending? It's a valid concern. Net profit margins pulled from key metrics aren't as robust as I'd like to see. This suggests that while revenue is there, translating it into bottom-line gains is a struggle, possibly due to high operating costs or interest expenses eating into profits. From the earnings call, there's also a hint of caution around certain portfolio exposures. While they're managing risks, any downturn in specific property types they're tied to could hit harder than expected. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a reminder to stay vigilant. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for Blackstone Mortgage Trust to shine. With interest rates potentially stabilizing or even dropping in the future, as hinted in broader market discussions, the real estate lending space could see a resurgence. Lower rates often mean more borrowing for property deals, and that's right up their alley. Their latest earnings call mentioned a focus on optimizing the portfolio and balance sheet. If they can shed underperforming assets and double down on high-growth areas, there's potential for a nice turnaround story. For you long-term folks, this could mean buying in at a sweet spot before the market catches on. Looking at forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests the stock might be undervalued compared to future earnings potential. If their execution matches these projections, there could be upside for patient investors willing to ride out short-term volatility. Industry trends also show a growing appetite for commercial real estate in certain regions or sectors, like logistics and industrial spaces. If Blackstone Mortgage Trust pivots or ramps up exposure here, they could capture some serious tailwinds. It's all about positioning, and they've got the backing to make bold moves. Threats. Let's talk headwinds, because they're real. The biggest threat is the macroeconomic environment. Rising interest rates or economic slowdowns can choke demand for commercial real estate loans. If borrowers struggle to refinance or default rates tick up, it could hit their portfolio hard. Sector performance data shows that the financial and real estate space can be volatile, with sharp swings in shorter timeframes. For a stock like this, short-term dips might spook retail investors, even if you're playing the long game. It's something to mentally prepare for. Their high debt levels, as I mentioned earlier, amplify risks in a tough market. If cash flow from operations, decent but not stellar based on cash flow statements, can't cover interest payments during a crunch, they might face liquidity issues. That's a red flag for any leveraged play. Lastly, news snippets and earnings call insights point to ongoing uncertainty in specific property markets they're exposed to. If these segments, like retail or office spaces, don't recover as hoped, it could drag on returns. It's not a certainty, but it's a storm cloud on the horizon. So, where does this leave us with Blackstone Mortgage Trust? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. On balance, they've got a solid foundation with strong revenue streams and a heavyweight parent in Blackstone, plus a juicy dividend for income seekers. But the high debt and underwhelming long-term performance compared to peers are real hurdles. There's opportunity if they play their cards right. Optimizing their portfolio and capitalizing on market shifts could set them up for growth. Yet the threats from economic uncertainty and sector-specific risks can't be ignored. For you long-term investors, this isn't a slam dunk, but rather a calculated play. If you believe in their ability to navigate choppy waters and refine their focus, it might be worth a spot in your diversified portfolio. Keep an eye on their debt management and portfolio moves in the coming quarters. They'll be telling. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay plugged in with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock breakdowns. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform for quick reference. Drop your thoughts on Blackstone Mortgage Trust below. Do you see it as a buy, hold, or pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.